schizophrenia, bipolar, drug addiction. You throw them all into one system. You don't deliver state-of-the-art care. There's no housing at the other end of it. So all you've done is you've contained people at very low cost, basically, and that's, I guess, considered a success. And that's sort of the direction that a lot of places are going.
Yeah, and it's,
but when you throw everybody together, you've really returned to the 18th century asylum system, essentially. Like I always say, you don't have an MRI machine inside these places.
Guillermo Mash here, host of the Without a Roof radio program, which kicks off a trifecta of KZFR Wednesday public affairs programming, airing from 5 to 5:30.
Each week we explore poverty, the worst form of violence, focusing on human beings without a roof. Thanks for listening, and if you have a roof, be grateful. Non-Human Radio, hosted by Jeannie Fazzino, talks all things animal rights, bringing you the latest news and interviews with local activists.
Plus book, film, and restaurant reviews and deep discussions of the benefits of veganism.
For humans and non-humans alike, Wednesdays from 5:30 till 6 p.m. The Real Issue, hosted by Sue Hildebrand, digs into topics ranging from elections to environmental protection.
From social justice to economic justice, from the local to the global.
We cover the political part of everything. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to
Beat the Power Radio.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farmstar Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farmstar features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with, oh yes, you know it, vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farmstar Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner, 7 nights a week with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're made possible by Hall Marketing and Design. Owner Charlotte Hall and her team can get your business the attention it desires through creative marketing, design, and branding. They are specialists in creating brochures, websites, ads, and promotional materials. Whether you're a new business or a business looking for a new look, Hall Marketing and Design can create an image that fits your style. For free consultation, call 895-9484 or visit hallmarketingdesign.com. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. And welcome to the May 16th, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Today we'll be talking about social justice organizations adopting policies that acknowledge the rights of animals not to be eaten. We'll follow that up with a story about a remarkable preschool in New Zealand that was just awarded the 2018 UNESCO Award for Global Citizenship Education. And if you are a fan of Harry Potter and other wizards, stay tuned for our last story. Take it away, Jeannie.
Thank you, Danny. The Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, it's CHRGJ, CHARGE, the Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, located at New York University, is one of the premier human rights organizations in the world. Last month, CHARGE took a stand for animal rights by committing to an all-vegetarian food policy, which the group announced publicly in April 2018. The policy makes clear that the fundamental values underlying human rights advocacy also demand respect for animals. Crucially, it recognizes that an institution committed to working towards a more just and humane world must take a stand for animals who are victimized by industrial agriculture. Even more importantly, the policy, which requires the center to purchase only vegetarian foods for its events, is grounded in an understanding of the interconnectedness of the struggle for both human and animal rights. The actual policy language reads that the decision is based in, quote, respect for animals and the humans impacted by the animal agriculture and processing industries, and out of concern for the environment on which we all depend, end quote. Margaret Satterthwaite, a renowned human rights law professor, attorney, and director at the Charge Center, says that this new policy is reflective of a profound and necessary shift in the human rights movement. She told the author of this article, author Jay Schuster, that, quote, the human rights community is beginning to recognize that our solidarity must extend to embrace not only all people, but also animals, the earth, our environment, and our environment. In moving to a vegetarian policy, Charge is taking an important step to match our actions with our values, end quote. And that, my friends, that is something that we hear Gene Bauer from Farm Sanctuary say all the time, in which we ask our listeners to align your deeply held values, those values that don't let you eat your pet dog or cat, and align your actions, your sum of your actions, with some of these most important values that you have. And a really good first step is to not eat animals.
Yeah, I mean, we often speak of cognitive dissonance in this area, which is, of course, being an animal lover and then eating animals. And this is sort of the opposite. And one of the things many vegans say, one of the main benefits of going vegan is that they have aligned their actions with their values. They no longer have any sort of internal, battles going on in their head and just feeling weird about things because you know you're doing the right thing and for the right reasons. And it's kind of liberating.
Yeah, and I think even if you recognize that there's value in even the smallest step in aligning your actions with your values, so you can say, I'm on the path to becoming 100% vegan. And
right.
I'm going to start with right. not eating chickens, or I'm going to start with not eating eggs, that kind of thing. That's perfectly fine. It's just it's helpful to have an end goal that aligns 100% with your values.
Indeed.
So, Jay Schuster goes on to write that Charge isn't alone. The Center for Constitutional Rights, CCR, which is another of the world's leading human rights organizations, also recently embraced a vegan/vegetarian policy as a meaningful act of solidarity with the animal rights movement. The CCR policy further recognizes that in its own organization, an increasing number of CCR staff members see violence against animals as contrary to a fundamental commitment to justice. That is just really heartwarming, right? I mean, it's some of these changes are driven maybe not from the top level, but maybe from a not so silent majority
right.
of staff members. So yeah, I think it's also we see the impact of staff members, maybe even volunteers, on these types of organizations, and we can do the same thing here in Chico.
Yeah, I mean, it's sorry, did I cut you off?
Go ahead.
Religious people wear a cross to remind them of things, or they wear a hijab, or they go in certain buildings on certain days, or they have certain things in their house. All of that is to reinforce and remind you of your values. And so in the same way, going into these buildings and these organizations that are, working on human rights, having that policy in place and having that menu in place reinforces what they're doing rather than, contradicts what they're doing. And I think it's a great thing, and it will have, rippling effects out of everyone that works there, everyone that comes there will get that exposure. In the same way people get an exposure, hey, why are you wearing a cross? Well, because of this, that, or the other.
Yeah, I think that's really insightful. And another organization, the Progressive National Lawyers Guild, adopted a similar position. In the wake of steps taken by other human rights groups, the National Lawyers Guild president-elect Elena Cohen told author Jay Schuster that she was proud that the National Lawyers Guild, quote, joined in the movement of progressive organizations in adopting a vegan food policy to make clear that non-human animal oppression is integral to our anti-oppression work and vision for a more just world, end quote. Importantly, the support for animal rights is beginning to extend beyond internal food policy to the substantive work of human rights organizations. In April 2018, the Center for Constitutional Rights supported the Non-Human Rights Project's lawsuit to grant legal rights, habeas corpus rights, to Kiko and Tommy, who were two captive chimpanzees, by filing an amicus brief on their behalf in the Court of Appeals of New York. Right, so not only is it their internal food policies, you know, their catering rules, but like, yeah, our group is going to stand in solidarity and take action that we will let our members know of, and that we will be in solidarity with groups like the Non-Human Rights Project.
Right, I could see some NGO that adopts a policy like this in the future, and they might be like, maybe we shouldn't, you know, provide metric tons of, you know, leftover beef parts to this third world country. Maybe we should get them, you know, better, more sustainable food. You know, it's going to have effects.
Yep, yep. In another example, a recent statement from ACLU attorney Rita Bettis made clear that the ACLU, that's the American Civil Liberties Union, has taken up several ag gag cases challenging laws that criminalize undercover investigations of factory farms, not only to defend free speech, but also in the interest of, quote, of preventing, quote, animal cruelty, unsafe food safety practices, environmental hazards, and inhumane working conditions, end quote. So there again, they're broadening the impact. They're broadening their focus of what they're doing, not just for free speech as a civil liberty, but also for inhumane working conditions and for environmental issues, as well as animal cruelty. And of course, this is not an entirely new trend. Legendary human rights activists like Angela Davis, Cesar Chavez, and Dick Gregory have championed animal rights for decades. They're all vegetarian. What is new is that major human rights organizations are taking a stance on this issue through a wave of change in their institutional policies and practices. Significantly, this isn't just a random hodgepodge of radical organizations. The ACLU, the Center for Constitutional Rights, CHARGE, which is the Center for Human Rights, can we go back to Human Rights and Global Justice, CHARGE, and others are widely respected organizations in the vanguard of the human rights movement, and thereby bellwethers for social justice advocacy as a whole. And so, yeah, that was an article.
Yeah.
That was an article published on the website Open Democracy Net, written by animal rights lawyer Jay Schuster and published on May 13th, 2018.
All right, I'm going to coin a term. You heard it here first. I'm going to call this viral veganism.
The title of that article is Why Human Rights Groups Are Beginning to Support the Rights of Non-Human Animals. So,
what do you think, Jeannie? I mean, I know we've talked for years about how things like the Sierra Club is serving up, you know, steaks and their dinners and just things like that, where these organizations are not aligned.
I think fundamentally, you know, we can look to, I think 2 years ago we had a representative from Animal Place, the farmed animal sanctuary in Grass Valley, and they have a pilot program called Food for Thought, and that is trying to do in animal rescue groups what we're seeing these human rights groups doing, which is to institute animal-friendly food policies for their events, right?
Right.
With the explicit idea that our group is saving cats and dogs. We shouldn't be serving up other animals to benefit these other animals. We shouldn't be killing some animals to benefit other animals. And I think it's been a hard row to hoe for them. I don't think they've yet been welcomed with open arms for this kinds of policy institutional changes. But they're not going to give up. And I'm going to keep reporting on these types of changes in our activist sphere as a whole. So, yeah. I will give a shout out to the Chico Peace and Justice Center. I know that their events, they may not be all vegetarian, but they always have a vegetarian option, and almost always a vegan option. Like their Pancakes for Peace. There's been a vegan option for pancakes for a while now, a number of years. So.
It's good. I think it could be better.
Everything could be better.
I think we have plenty of great chefs and restaurants in town, and nobody would complain that one time they didn't get a hamburger, you know?
Yeah, I think often, especially at local events, you know, I just feel, I often feel marginalized, right?
Yeah.
I often feel like the kind of the difficult guest at the wedding, right? For this request that my meal not contain animal products.
Right.
So, and for all those groups that have supported vegan options, I salute you, and believe me, I'm so thankful and grateful for what you've done. You've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms. What next, Danny?
All right. Our next story is about a preschool in New Zealand. It's a bit far, but it's still a good story, that received an award from UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And now we know what all that means, because I've heard about UNESCO for years, but I didn't know the acronym. So this preschool in New Zealand received an award for its innovative program called Walk Softly on the Earth. It's a philosophy that has seen, bear with me here, Rotorua Teaki Early Learning Center, so that's kind of like a place names, Early Learning Center, commit to creating zero waste and revamping their menu from vegetarian to vegan. So,
oh, yeah.
So they're going to the next level. Their dedication to an implementation of that philosophy, Walked Softly on the Earth, also earned the preschool an award for global citizenship education in a program developed by the New Zealand National Commission for UNESCO. Chef Kaya Spark said that the school adopted a vegetarian menu back in 2015, but over time they realized that most of the food they made was vegan, and so the school decided to commit fully to that change, which is often the case in many places. Head teacher Catherine Maud said that the key to the change was bringing the children and their parents on board too, which makes sense. She said they brought registered New Zealand Heart Foundation nutritionist Jasmine Jackson on board to design their menus and speak to parents about the change. When the Stuff magazine reporter called, a group of children was busy making crackers for later in the day and harvesting spinach from one of the center's vegetable patches, and it was obviously a task that the children enjoyed. Head teacher Catherine Maud commented, "It used to be a normal part of a child's life to help mom in the veggie garden. There's something really satisfying about growing food you cook and eat yourself." And I agree. Teaki Center chef Kaya Spark also said that going full vegan and aiming to create zero waste came with challenges at first, but that growing their own veggies and fruit has been a great way to reduce waste, and making other things like crackers, bread, hummus, biscuits, and plant milks from scratch to avoid packaging has also helped reduce waste. The head teacher, Catherine Maud, said that now it can take the school 3 weeks before they need to put a trash bin out.
That's remarkable.
That is remarkable. I won't go on a tangent. Nutritionist Jasmine Jackson said that maintaining a plant-based menu to the standard that the Teaki preschool has achieved takes dedication, but she believes it was worth it. She went on to say that for the children at Teaki, eating a plant-based meal each day while in preschool is particularly beneficial because the kids are being exposed to different tastes and textures at such a young age, so they are developing a genuine liking for vegetables at a crucial period in their development. And I've seen this a lot with parents and kids. If the dad's like, "I don't eat no vegetables," and the kid's like, "I don't eat vegetables." And,
exactly.
And in 15 years, you've got a big problem. By learning to enjoy their healthy eating habits now and eating plants now, they're setting themselves up for healthy habits the rest of their lives. So that was an article by author Ben Bathgate titled "Rotorua Child Care Center Adopts Vegan Menu and Goes Waste-Free" that was published on the stuff.co.nz newspaper website on May 9th, 2018. So I think this is great. Especially, I like how they're focusing both on veganism and reducing waste.
Yeah, I really like that also. I think that it's really a good blend, and that it happens at preschool, right? We're talking about like 3, 4, and 5-year-olds in preschool. That's a really young age to start like learning about food and, being in the kitchen and helping prepare your own food. I just think it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's very impressive. I mean, I still see around here, you'll see people throwing trash, fast food trash out of their car, throwing cigarettes out of their car. It's just no thought to where that happens or what ends up. And it's much easier for children to start with, good ethics and morals than to try to tack it on to somebody later.
Yeah, it's kind of along the lines also of like when we had when we had the Blue Zone Paradise story, where blue zones are areas where like your healthy living choices, your healthy lifestyle choices start from childhood and they are effortless, right? This creates, this preschool is creating an effortless journey to being healthy.
I mean, it's, I think it's taken you and I several decades of actual work to change, to have healthier habits and be more mindful. I don't know if we have time for a quick anecdote. Well, once I lived with, I'm going to do it anyway. Once I essentially lived with, say, five vegans, and by correlation, they were also vegans who were environmentally friendly, environmentally aware, and we shared the same trash and recycling, and it was the same thing with these with five people. Like, we still didn't need to empty it every week, every 2 or 3 weeks, and it would be half empty because everybody was making choices, you know, to buy things in bulk, to buy things with less packaging. And I would always contrast that with visiting my parents, who were in their 70s, standard Americans, two people, extra large trash can, and every single time outdoor trash, you know, that's going to be picked up. And every time I visited, it was overflowing. They couldn't even fit all their trash in because everything is being bought in Costco. Everything is coming in packages, plastic. And it's just that, you know, intersectionality of everything, I think, really drives home. And I think was why this New Zealand school is doing great work to teach the young.
Yeah, I'm glad they were recognized too. So our last news story is about Harry Potter. So the Actio box, it's A-C-C-I-O. The Actio box is a monthly subscription box inspired by Harry Potter. And it's the kind of monthly box subscription where you get Harry Potter related stuff, whether it's foods or bath bombs or probably souvenir type things like wands and things. They recently announced that its boxes would go vegan. They're going to be strictly vegan and cruelty free.
I wonder if Ivana Lynch had anything to do with that.
Yeah, she doesn't hurt Luna Lovegood. This commitment was prompted by the Protego Foundation, which is a fan group founded to empower fans to fight for animal rights through Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts fandom. The Accio subscription box typically features products that are fun, like magical bath bombs, snacks, like butterbeer, and Harry Potter-themed souvenirs. But Tyler Starr, founder of the Protego Foundation, told Veg News that the Accio box has always been pretty vegan-friendly, but now that they are going 100% vegan, he's just very supportive of it. So if you're curious, you can get more information on the Animal Friendly Potterland box at on Animal Friendly Potterland at the website fantasticbeastsfoundation.org, right? From that website, I learned that the Fantastic Beasts Foundation is a group of activist wizards seeking to empower all magical persons to get active for animals. The group launched in 2015 as the Fwooper Foundation, relaunched as the Fantastic Beasts Foundation in 2017.
I think that was a good choice, yeah.
And finally became the Protego Foundation earlier this year in 2018. And Protego, of course, is the charm spell that protects the caster with an invisible shield. So you're protecting animals, too. The group has been using enthusiasm for the books of J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts to compare how magical creatures in the wizarding world and in the muggle world are treated. The views of the Protego Foundation are noble from their website. The magical creatures in the muggle world, like cats, dogs, pigs, cows, and snakes, are no different than the pygmy puffs, the nifflers, and the house elves we have grown to love so dearly. Just as Hermione fought the enslavement of house elves, we fight for creatures in the muggle world to be able to live a life free of abuse and exploitation. So there you go. I just thought that was fun that this box, this subscription box company, was influenced by this fan-based Protego Foundation to, you know, to go all the way. You know, they were pretty vegan friendly before, but to really, you know, take it seriously.
It's very cool, sort of an emergent system of vegan Harry Potter fans just manifested magically.
I was really pleased by that. It just tickles me.
The children are the future. All right, and now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar events. Get ready to mark up your calendars. Jeannie, what do you got?
Okay. This Saturday, we have the Cooking for Compassion and Health Mexican Made Easy class. That's hosted by the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals. And that will be on Saturday, May 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sky Creek Dharma Center. You'll learn how to make vegan Mexican food at home with Trudy O'Connor, who's been a co-host on the show before. You'll learn how to make delicious non-dairy sour cream, Mexican-style crema, and nacho cheese, along with a couple of other goodies. This is a small class. It's limited to 8 people, so you'll get lots of chat time and hands-on experience. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com. And this week begins the protest and boycott of the Reading Rodeo, starting today from 5 to 7 p.m., going through Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., up at the Reading Rodeo Arena in Reading. While entertaining the audience, rodeo horses and bulls are physically provoked in order to make the cowboys appear more impressive. Attendees may be unaware of the level of suffering that the animals endure as the price of entertainment. For more information, go to the Rally Against Rodeo Facebook page, or you can look at the events tab on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. May 26th is the Chico Vegan Potluck, hosted by the Chico Vegan Meetup. That'll be on Saturday, May 26th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chico Public Library at 1108 Sherman Avenue in Chico. This will be in the Chico Library Community Room, and we will always have a table hosted by the Plant-Based Chico Group. That would be a special table for Whole Foods plant-based food with no added salt, oil, or sugar. The theme this month is going to be Mexican food. You can find potluck details and schedule for the whole year at chicovegan.com. On May 31st, Thursday, May 31st, from 6 to 9 p.m., will be the Plant-Based Chico Monthly Meeting, hosted by Plant-Based Chico and Nancy Matthews. They will be meeting to share tips and tricks on how to be a happy, healthy, whole foods, plant-based vegan who consumes no added salt, oil, or sugar, and why. All these events are free. The potluck is free. This Plant-Based Chico meeting is free and open to the public. And for more information, go and check the Plant-Based Chico Facebook group. May 31st, at the end of this month, will be Dinner with a Doctor, Grocery Shopping with a Doctor, hosted by the Adventist Health Feather River Hospital. That's Thursday, May 31st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Beyond Fitness up in Paradise. Food labels are useful in theory, but often confusing and unhelpful in practice. How can you know what's good for your body? What should you be avoiding for the sake of your good health? Join plant-based doctor, Dr. Christine Sloop, MD, to learn how to read and understand the labeling on your food.
Or ask a vegan, because all we do is read labels all day.
it gets easier as you go on. Actually, it's one of the nice things about buying like an apple is you don't really have to worry about... Oh, I know you're nodding your head because of possible shellac secretions and waxy secretions that they use to preserve the apples.
Everything is everywhere.
We just try to do the best we can.
Yes.
Every day. Reservations are required for this event, and there is a dinner with for a modest cost. Otherwise, you can attend the free lecture at 6:30 p.m. For more information and to make your reservation, call 530-876-7154, and this is also on the Non-Human Radio Events tab. June 2nd is the local Herb Fair, hosted by the Elderberry Apothecary on Saturday, June 2nd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Bidwell Park Oak Grove A between 1 Mile and Caper Acres. This is a herb fair that is free and open to all, and you can learn about what our land has to offer at workshops led by leading herbalists in our community. Stock up on fresh herbal medicine, teas, and medicinal plants, and medicinal plant starts from local herbalists. This seems like a really nice, neat community organization. And for more information, you can go to www.theelderberryapothecary.org. And coming up on June 3rd is the Pretty Rang Farm Animal Sanctuary 5th Anniversary Potluck. That's in Dixon, California. They are celebrating their 5th anniversary with a vegan potluck and a talk by Will Tuttle, who's the author of The World Peace Diet, music by Lori Powell, and you can visit the whole family of rescued animals at Pretty Rang. RSVP is required, which you can do by going to their website at prettirangsanctuary.org, and that's P-R-E-E, Tirang, T-I-R-A-N-G, sanctuary.org. And that is about it. We have one last piece of business to take care of, and that is the animal rights quote of the week.
Our animal rights quote of the week is from the recently announced catering policy from the Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, which you might remember because we just talked about it. Quote, "The Center for Human Rights and Global Justice is a community of scholars, educators, journalists, and advocates united by a commitment to apply our skills towards a more just and humane world. Out of respect for animals and the humans impacted by the animal agriculture and processing industries, and out of concern for the environment on which we all depend, we commit to purchasing only vegetarian foods for center catered events and to ensuring that we always include vegan options in our offerings."
Oh, if only more groups in Chico could make that kind of commitment, huh? If only.
If only. We'll help. Contact us.
We have so many groups that are into human rights and into freedom for individuals and for making Chico a better place. It would be really nice to see this kind of expansion so that it can be a better place for non-human animals, too.
Agreed. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks to Bill Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for The Real Issue coming up next at 6 p.m.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM, Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, hunted, raced, experimented upon, and otherwise abused.
Yeah, and let's not forget Niffles and house elves.
Indeed.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against.
This is Danny Toms and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan.